Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load on Good Friday, and we're going to lead this off with Super Dave from Combat Speed LLC, fresh off of a gig at in Camden, Tennessee at Tactical Response. I know you wanted to open up with something really quick, so please tell me what we're talking about.
All right, cool. First protocol issue. How's it going, Mr. Bill?
Thank you.
You doing all right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good. Dig this, man. An unusual thing happened that I wanted to share with you, man. I don't know if you saw the video on Facebook, but it's a YouTube video, and it was done recently, last couple of months, and a fellow by the name of Jeff Gerwich, he's a retired Special Forces operator.
Right.
And come to find out, this cat was a student under my tutelage in 2002 when he came through Range 37 to go through the supported program.
Right.
And then I retired in 2003. He went on his way to the teams and blah, blah, blah to come back and be the NCOIC, or basically fill the position I was in, like 5 years later, and he was the NCOIC for the combat marksmanship portion of the program from, 2007 and 2008. And, I thought that was pretty cool, but this video that he produced, the focus of the video was, competitive shooting in the Army Special Forces. And I can't remember the exact title of the video, but it's something to do with competition shooter. If you Google something like competition shooter or competition shooting makes better Green Berets or something like that, you'll ping on it. But here's the cool thing about it. One, the video needed to be done. Of course, I've been so far removed. I've been removed from that whole scene for 20 years, but dig this. Unbeknownst to me, and the reason this friend of mine brought the video to my attention is in the video, I'm kind of a special mention for having had the influence and impact I did 20 years ago. And for me, it was kind of like, you know, a big fat thank you from the guys 20 years later.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was really digging on it, but the video is very well done. It's accurate. Any of y'all out there that have questions reference, you know, are you a work shooter or a competitive shooter? Participating in competitive shooting will get you killed, blah, 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 blah. All you got to do is dial in on this video, and it will answer all your questions pretty succinctly. Now, dig this. Jeff's gig is, you can find Jeff Gerwich at YouTube or Facebook under Modern Tactical Shooting. And his primary focus is historical spec ops material and current shooting techniques and methods, stuff like that. He is still a current USPSA competitor. And also focuses the majority of his energy shooting two-gun under Zoo City 2 Gun. I don't know what that is. If you Google Zoo City 2 Gun, I guess that'll dial you in on that organization and how that works and where you can find them. But I thought it was pretty cool, man, to get a blast from the past like that at the same time covering down on a topic that really needed to be covered down on and done really well. And that's about all I got on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the modern tactical shooting. So he's doing pretty good. He's doing better than me. Probably due to what he calls his channel. I found out that naming your channel is very important. But he seems to cover a bunch of stuff. And that's pretty good stuff that he's covering.
Well, I haven't even looked myself. I'd better get on it, huh?
Yeah. Well, if he's, you know, if he's paying the homage, is it the House of In shooting matches make better Green Berets or something like that?
Yes, something like that. Yes, correct.
Okay.
Very well done. Mentions a lot of people that needed mentioning. And again, you know, if you've got questions reference, you know, how it all works, that video is time and energy well spent or invested.
Right.
In, you know, your outlook on life. What else you got for me, bro?
Well, tell me about the gig.
The gig went extremely well. And I'll tell you this, it went well because I made it go well. The, my Achilles is sparked up a little bit. I was able to suck it up and drive on for the gig. No interference. However, the only negative that I was really not digging on was I got out of breath a couple of times. I mean, literally, bro. I had to, you know, tell the guys, hey, dudes, you know, I got to catch my breath, man. I'm not digging this. And then I catch my breath and we drive on. But my Achilles really told on me. As far as my cardio, so I've already, since being home, made an appointment to set up an MRI and get it figured out because there's something wrong with it. And I mean wrong, not, and I'm going by the way it feels.
Right.
So anyway, I might have to take another short hiatus, but I got to get it fixed no matter what it takes.
Right.
But for the most part, coming back to the gig, I had an eclectic bunch of guys, which is normally the case. All skill levels were represented. Your entry-level bear, your intermediate-level bear, and your advanced-level bear. And, you know, the average bear, he was there, but I had to get on to the average bear because he was playing it safe. You know, here was a guy that you got to watch out for these guys periodically, kind of a sleeper, applies himself only well enough to not get sideways from a safety standpoint, but that's it. You know what I'm saying? He's more focused on playing it safe than he is applying what he knows and functioning at his ability level. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that was easily addressed. And once, you know, I dialed the guy in, I'll throw him a bone. He was a little bit unaware that he was doing it, but that's what I get paid the money for, right?
Right.
To make people aware of what they've got going on. So after that little discussion, man, he really became a different person. He switched right on. The light bulb came on. He's like, okay. I get it now. And rock on.
Hang on right there for me, if you will.
Yep.
Coming up on the first break, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Just got back from Tactical Response, where he did a little gig there, and he's telling us about it and everything else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You were just telling me about the gig, and I had to interrupt you, so if you want to pick that up, please do.
Okay, no worries. Everybody functioned well pretty much as individuals. Everybody, you know, I made it known. One thing that kind of trips people up initially is I don't necessarily require prerequisites in respect to, you know, what you've done, where you've been, what you've accomplished, because I'm more concerned Now, even though that's important, I'm not discounting it. But do you really need all that? I mean, if you're switched on an individual, you're a good listener. You have, you know, good mental and physical coordination, mental and physical synchronization. And you're a good listener and can follow instructions, you know, I can train you. I can work with you. That's why I really don't require prerequisites, because as long as you can focus in the right here and right now and apply yourself in respect to what I clearly explain and demonstrate that I, you know, what I'm asking you to perform, it makes it, you know, much easier, even though some of the subject material is difficult at best, it's still easy to, you know, follow instruction and get with the program. But the you always have issues related to individual skill level, because you got to look at it from this perspective. One, I run one program. However, within the execution of that one program, I'm interacting with how many different individuals of varying skill levels. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've got to be prepared to answer the mail on all levels and make sure the program remains intact and moves forward. Because one thing that I clearly explained to folks right up front is I can only take you as far as you're willing to apply yourself. Now, what does that mean? What it means is everything you see, think, and feel about what you're doing at a gig, you execute as efficiently as possible to get every possible administrative-like task accomplished. So you manage your time and make the most of the time that you have available to spend training. You following?
I do.
And once people kind of understand the responsibility is theirs to make this training time available, everything generally really goes pretty smooth. But there's always the comical moments, okay? There's one drill which basically required everybody, and it was a massive, basically a massive choreographed firing exercise in which everybody had to work together. And for the first go round, everybody was pretty much a soup sandwich. They were maintaining safety parameters, but everything else was weak. So I stopped action and I asked them, what do you got going on? And what do you think you guys could be doing better to make this work? And they answered all the legit questions and provided all the legit answers. And I'm like, well, then why aren't y'all doing it? What are you missing? What's the missing piece? And they were just confused as all get out. And I just told them simply, you know, it's one of those deals where you can't see the forest for the trees. Basically, you guys aren't working together. So if you get it in your head, this will go a lot smoother. If you guys will work together, then rock and roll. And that's exactly what they did. And of course, the result was super positive, the way they came together and started working together and smoothed it all out and just basically crushed it then. And that was one of those epiphany moments during the gig for the whole crew, once they understood what it looks like and feels like to work together and get a positive result. They were on it from that moment forward. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
But, it was a good time. Had a negligent discharge. Had to deal with that. Got swept with a pistol. Had to deal with that. Safety issues do happen. You have to have the knowledge and experience and the will to deal with them swiftly and professionally. The overriding factor for the gig was it's what I consider the first legit gig since my heart ordeal.
Right.
So my only concern going in was, where was I at mentally? Because I've got a good feel about where I'm at physically. I'm a little behind the power curve, but mentally, you know, I wasn't really sure, because it's been a little over a year since I've had such an excellent mental workout. But it just went really well. I mean, I guess it's one of those things, you know, like riding a bicycle or something like that. I wouldn't necessarily go that far to make it oversimplistic, but I didn't have any issues that I possibly could have anticipated before doing the gig. So I'm super pleased with the way it went. And I'm absolutely confident that everybody had a positive experience.
Well, that's always fun. But going to a class that's enjoyable makes it easier to learn. Or at least that's my thought process anyway. As long as you're doing the work.
But enjoyable how? That's what you got to... The one thing that... it's funny that you say that, man, because you ping my memory. The last exercise we did for the gig was a combat speed bowl, which is a difficult firing exercise at best. And normally, real quick, it's a B8 target, 25 yards, from the holster, 10 rounds in 10 seconds. Scoring, you have to have all rounds in the target within the scoring rings in order to score it in the first place. Otherwise, it's a fail. You can have 9X and one miss, and it's a fail.
Hmm.
You got to have all 10 in target. You fired 10, all 10 should be in target. Anyway, special mention to this cat, David Lewis. Very unassuming guy. I mean, he's the gray man in the crowd. Definitely let his blasters do the talking for him. Had never fired the combat speed bowl. And what is an anomaly is generally an exercise, a firing exercise that difficult, people never pass it the first time they fire it. Well, Dave, like, crushed it with, like, an 80 on his first outing.
Hold right there. And, hold right there. I've been too busy listening to him. Haven't been paying attention to the clock. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He's just talking about the gig at Tactical Response. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to visit Baltimore on Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the bridge collapsed. President has pledged full federal support following last week's disaster when a cargo ship hit the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. Upon Congress's return from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News' Sunday Night in America that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House is investigating reports of an Israeli airstrike targeting a senior Iranian military commander in Syria Monday. The strike occurred near the Iranian embassy in Damascus, and several sources indicate that the commander from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in that attack. The incident coincides with an ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Super Dave from Combat Speed LLC, telling me about the gig with Tactical Response. And we were talking about special mention to Dave Lewis. Tell me about Dave Lewis again, please.
Yeah, I'm just going to finish that up real quick. Very unassuming guy, quiet. When he asked a question, it was crystal clear, formatted properly. I mean, the dude was smart. He's just a quiet dude. And he let his blasters do his talking for him.
Right.
And having shot the combat speed bowl for the first time ever, he actually passed it. That is rare in hen's teeth. An exercise that difficult, people rarely pass the first time. And in addition to everything David Lewis had going on, he had excess, you know, the excess dot sights on his pistol, which was phenomenal use of those sights for the combat speed bowl. A lot of people wouldn't even attempt that firing exercise with excess dots on their pistol. But he just burned it down. He's a good dude. That's all I got on David Lewis.
There you go.
What do you got for me, man? What do you? You're bound to have something going on. What can I help you with?
So, I've had two things going on. So, I've been paying particular attention to the hearings where FBI Director Wray took time out from all of his chasing down to the grand malls on January 6th to get out there in front of the Congress and say, you know, we got big issues inside the United States, and it's not if we have a terrorist attack, it's when we have a terrorist attack. Now, for me, that's a bit of an issue because most people are not prepared for that sort of thing to happen in front of them. I do not want to be one of them, because as we saw with what happened in Moscow, most people that were there to watch music, did not consider anything else, and every one of them that died, died without a fight. And I don't want to be one of those people. So to that end, the first thing I did was I rearranged my my oh-no kit that I carry around in my truck.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did with that was I switched weapons. I switched from a 300 blackout, where the likelihood of me finding anything in a field pickup is pretty low,
right,
and went with 5.56.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Went with the 5.56. I'm not concerned with surviving as far as getting out there and purifying water, and as far as getting out there and, you know, finding fish to fish with and having fish line and or bedding or any of that other stuff, because I don't think that's going to be an issue in this kind of a terrorist attack that we're seeing right now.
Right.
So I have jettisoned all of that. All I have now in my kit is a chest rig with 4 magazines and a trauma kit, and another trauma kit in the bag as well, and then a gun belt with 3 more magazines for my pistol and rifle, and another trauma kit on that as well, and I've got some gloves, and I do have one of those I don't know what they call it. It's like a key that you can use to turn on a water outlet that doesn't have a handle on it. In the event that, like, I'm in an urban area and I need some water for maybe rinsing a wound or something. So I have that in case I need it. And really, truly, I got some gloves. I got some knee pads in there. And I may have some rain gear in there. I don't know why I put rain gear in there, but I may have some in there. And that's just what I, and all I'm carrying is both. I'm carrying to render first aid, and I'm carrying to cause the need for first aid.
Okay. Well, you know, you said these trauma kits a couple, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
What's in the trauma kits?
Quick clot, chest seals, pressure bandages, and tourniquets, cat tourniquets.
Okay, so what's the total number of tourniquets you have?
Right now it's only 3. I know I probably need about 10.
No, you don't need that many.
Don't need 10?
But, I mean, you need at least 4. You've got 4 limbs.
Right.
You know, sometimes you may want to plus up a little bit, because sometimes maybe one tourniquet won't cut it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe you need 2. I don't know. So carry 6. Carry 150%. But something to think about is I didn't hear anything about any kind of armor or protection from projectiles, projectile protection, you know, any kind of bulletproof vest, even just, you know, strike plates, front and rear chest plates in a chest plate carrier. Do you have anything like that?
I don't. Tell me why I need something like that. And think of, and here's the thing with this. I've thought about that. I did think about that instead of a chest rig. I did think about that. But the biggest thing is all I have are steel plates. So it's a pretty heavy. Well, it weighs 13 pounds. The plates in it are like 6.5 pounds each.
Okay. Where are you worried about the weight? I mean, if the weight, if it's what you've got and what you can afford, it's what you've got to go with. You know what I mean?
Right.
But something else I want you to consider.
Okay.
This is, I don't know what you're going to do about this, because generally, and I've never really discussed this with anybody now that I think about it, but, you know, soft armor used to be you would add your plates to your soft armor.
Right.
Well, then, you know, soft armor and, you know, level 4 or 5 plates became too heavy, too bulky. And then what I've observed over time is slowly the soft armor has been done away with, down to simply wearing a, you know, your chest plates, like a chest plate carrier, and then adding your gear on top of your chest plates.
Right.
But in doing so, yes, you have the, you know, level 4 or 5 protection front and rear, But then you have spalling based on the angle of impact.
Right.
You know, you could have a skip round, so to speak, or like a ricochet. But back in the day, it only made sense that when you added your plates, your front and back plates to your soft armor, the soft armor, it made not be protection against rifle projectiles, but certainly a added layer of protection from pistol projectiles.
Right.
And protection from spalling and secondary projectiles that get generated from strikes off the chest plates. You right. understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I guess that's just the cost of doing business and, you know, the risk versus gain you take by getting rid of the soft armor for the sake of mobility and, you know, to prevent you from overheating, depending on where you live, you know, weather conditions and all that. But still, here's something to consider.
Okay.
I would at least get a good, don't pinch panties, get a good manufacturer's chest plate carrier for front and rear plates and use your plates. Get them in action, train with them, practice with them, rehearse with them, getting off and on, and just getting used to them. You know what I mean?
Well,
because
I mean,
anything that you put on your upper body,
right,
is going to affect your ability to employ your weapons to an extent,
right?
Pistol and carbine. So
well,
you got to be on top of that.
I have both a soft armor and a rifle plate setup, and I have thought about throwing the rifle plates in the soft armor rig. You know what? Hang on. Just ran out of time on that, too. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking about my setup that I'm doing now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about my Oh No bag and the fact that I do not have a plate carrier in it versus a chest rig. I've thought about just putting the rifle plates. The soft armor one is a little more. It's a smaller setup.
Right.
And I've thought about putting the rifle plates in that one and just running with that one instead of the bigger cummerbund one and everything else, just putting on something like that. That would be easy to get on and off, and I can still attach all the stuff to it.
I've got a question for you, man. I want to point something out and then ask you a question. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay, look, your mission normally dictates your equipment. Okay, it's called Mission Essential Task List. Or your metal, right? So based on what you decide and how you're going to handle this situation is going to dictate the kit that you need. You
right.
follow me?
Right.
So my question is, in response to being in close proximity to a terrorist attack, what are your intentions, man? Are you going to try to break contact and make your way home or work your way out of it? Or are you going to, do you plan to close with and destroy the enemy?
I guess it's really going to depend on the context. If I had been in the, at the concert.
Kind of depending on where you're at when it happens.
Yeah. If I'd been at the concert when this happened and they, you know, first of all, they're just walking around out there in the open. There was a point there where if somebody was armed, he could have killed all four of them right there in the atrium just because they were this tightly, you know, they were real close together with each other.
Right.
And that would have been an okay scenario. But if they're going in someplace, I like to think that I would get out there and be trying to get out of there. But if I'm doing that, I'm not putting all this stuff on. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to have my concealed carry permit. I'm not wearing this stuff, and I'm not carrying it in such a manner to where it's with me. Like if I'm going into a concert, I'm not carrying a chest rig and a long gun and, you know, trauma.
Yeah, I get
and
all that.
So if I get out of there and if the proper response doesn't show up to deal with this, I kind of feel like something would tug at me morally. So I would probably start suiting up and really serious consider going in.
Okay, it's your call, man.
Yeah. What would
See,
you
the
do?
The thing about it is, yeah. I don't know, man. It would have to be strictly based on proximity, my proximity to the action.
Right.
You know, it's not like I'm going to go jump in my truck going, oh, man, I'm missing out, and go jump in my truck and try to make it over there, you know, before the shooting's over. That's out. Nothing like that. But if I'm caught up in something, first of all, you got to look at, one, how much time do you actually spend driving, spending your vehicle, which is a lot of time. But normally when you break contact with it, at best you have a pistol and whatever reserve ammo you thought you needed. Because if you run into a set of circumstances like what you're talking about,
right,
a lot of concealed carriers are going to wish they had more ammo on them. I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
Or a lot of them are going to realize, whoops, I don't have enough reserve ammo. Note to self.
One thing I have thought about is if they're kitted up and I take them out, I might strip them and just use their kit myself.
Why not? That's called battlefield appropriation.
Yeah.
You have time, opportunity, cover, security to do that. Why not?
Why not?
You know, if it works out that way.
Yeah. So that's also a thing I've considered.
Something you got to take into consideration is what are you bringing to the fight? You know, how prepared are you mentally and physically? It's hard for a lot of people to go from, like, their daily I'm an American living to full-on violence, you know, shift gears.
Right.
And tap into, you know, whatever instincts allow the human animal to tap into, you know, violence and do it. Certainly to other human beings, it may be difficult for most people. They're just not prepared psychologically, but that doesn't mean, you know, you won't be able to do it. It's going to be different for everybody, but instincts are instincts. We all have them. And it depends on how, you know, how strong is your instinct to survive.
Right.
And what are you willing to do to survive? But I kind of see it as if I'm caught away from my vehicle, my first responsibility, and if I have to, would be to fight my way to my vehicle.
Right.
Where I have my, you know, my kit. And then if I have an opportunity to employ my kit, then I would certainly do so. And then it's decision point from there. You know, what do I do now?
Yeah, I guess it would. There's a lot of, first blush would be to get out. Second blush would be, okay, when I get out, what am I leaving here? And if it was in such a situation where I had no choice but to fight my way out, I'm probably going to be stripping a few bad guys as I go along and appropriating what they brought with them and, you know, just making sure it gets used for the right purpose.
Right, understood.
Yeah. But as far as my kit is concerned, a kit that I would build, do you think I need to throw plates into it?
Yeah, and if you don't mind, would you rewind and tell me again, who was the guy that said this on TV? Said that it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. Who said that?
FBI Director Ray.
Okay, now dig this. Isn't that pretty sad to be coming from the director of the FBI? He should be like, we're out there taking names and, you know.
Well, he should, but he's not.
Doing our best to prevent anything, you know, mitigating the risk of anything happening in the States.
Right.
We're on it. You know what I mean?
Well, there's another caveat to that as well that to consider. And that is this, funding time is coming up. See, what holds true today was true last year as well. We had a bunch of foreign nationals in the United States. We had more than we needed back last year. And, you know, appropriations are coming up. There's some people out there saying, well, you know, this is just theater so they can get their funding. And, you know, I don't discount
that. I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't discount that.
No, I wouldn't doubt it.
So, You've got to take with politicians. It's never exactly what they say it is.
If I remember correct, isn't that Ray guy? Isn't he suspect to begin with?
Yeah, he was appointed. He after they fired Comey, he was the one that Trump appointed. But Trump doesn't, you know, at that particular time in space, Trump wasn't doing. He wasn't covering himself in glory with all the people he was hiring to do jobs.
Right. Well, if he wasn't suspect before, he's suspect with me now, having said something like that. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
And he's the director of the FBI. He should be fired over that, man.
Yeah.
Get somebody in there that can do the job.
Yeah, he should be telling what they're going to do to keep that from happening, not that it's going to happen.
Exactly.
We could figure that out for ourselves with this open border. We knew this already. Thanks so much. But, yeah. Anyway, you're talking about the world the way it's supposed to be, and, you know, I'm just living in the world the way it is.
Well, I'm talking about the way it can be if people would stand up.
Yeah. Well, that's part and parcel of what I intend to do. I plan to stand up if the need arises, and we'll see how far that goes in any event. Thanks for taking the time to I'm glad you had a good gig. I'm glad you're back. Thanks for taking the time to join me today. Any chance the website is going to be up anytime soon, Combat Speed LLC?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay.
I've not even looked at it. I'm having such a good time not even having to deal with it.
Right.
The only time I think about it is when you bring it up.
I gotcha. That's all that needs to be said. Combat Speed LLC. Go find Super Dave on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington. You can follow him there. You might get a guitar riff. You might get a impromptu demonstration of something having to do with pistol craft. In any event, you have to check that to see what's going on. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School, your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
7.